I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I wanted to look at the payday games on Sunday in the NFL. It all starts in the Steel City, where the Steelers are hot. They've won 3 of 4 and 2 straight, taking on Huntley and the Ravens. No Lamar Jackson. Baltimore 8-4, 4-2 on the streets, going into Pittsburgh. How about the Steelers? Laying 2.5. They're favored here. 37 is the number. Can touchdown Kenny get it done against Baltimore's defense? He's been playing well, hasn't been turning the rock over, hasn't been throwing picks, control of the offense. He's been moving the ball down the field, making great throws. The Steelers finally look, frankly, like the Steelers. They look like a good, tough football team. Have fun playing them in the Steel City. I think they can beat the Ravens and Huntley here on their home turf. We'll see. It's a huge game for the Steelers. Can you imagine if they get to 6-7 and win their third straight, and they are in the playoff picture for a wild card, believe it or not? The Jets and Bills hook up at Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park. The Bills lay in a fat piece of 9.5. 43 and a hook is the number. The Bills are 9-3, 4-1 at home. They're on top of the AFC. The Jets are 7-5, 4-2 away from New York. Coming off a tough loss in Minnesota to the Vikings when they were driving for the win, but White threw a pick at the goal line to end it, and their hopes of winning against the Vikings. The Bills, meanwhile, have been off since the primetime win in Foxborough over the Patriots. Now they take on the Jets at home, and it's a revenge game. The Bills are on top of the East at 9-3, Miami at 8-4, Jets 7-5, and the Pats just a measly 6-6. How about the Browns and Bengals in the jungle in Cincinnati? The Bengals are laying 6. 47 is the number. The Browns are 5-7, 2-4 away. They got Deshaun Watson going. He didn't look good in Houston. Now he has to go into Cincinnati to take on the suddenly hot Bengals, who are impressively 8-4 and 4-1 in the jungle. I think they're going to win the AFC North when it's all said and done. I think Lamar's knee injury will cost the Ravens the division. Plus, I think the Bengals are flat out better to begin with. Here they are taking on their kryptonite. You know, this is the only team that Burrow can't beat, the Cleveland Browns. They played them earlier and got whacked in Cleveland. Let's see if they can turn it around in the Queen City. Burrow's thrown for over 3,400 yards and 25 touchdowns on the season. As for the Browns, Chubb, over 1,100 yards and 12 TDs for the Browns. I love T. Higgins. 5 TDs. He's creeping up on 900 yards on the season. He's already had 60 catches. The Texans and Cowboys hook up at Jerry's World. This one could get ugly. How about this piece? Dallas laying 16.5, 45.5 is the number. The boys are 9-3 and 6-1 at Jerry's World. Meanwhile, the lowly Texans are the worst team in the league. 1-10-1. and 1-5 away. And they've gone back to Davis Mills with his 2,144 yards and 11 touchdowns. They had benched him for Kyle Allen. 2 games later, Mills is back in the hot seat again as the Texans quarterback. Houston is flat out awful. That's all there is to it. CeeDee Lamb for the Cowboys creeping up on a dime. He's at 928 yards and 6 TDs with his 69 catches. The Cowboys still have work to do because Philly leads the East at 11-1, Dallas 9-3. Then you got the Giants at 7-4-1, Washington at 7-5-1. The Cowboys have 2 more divisional games against the Eagles at home on Christmas Eve, and they finish the regular season at FedEx at the dump in Landover against the Commanders on the 8th of January. What a game in Detroit. The Vikings and Lions will hook up. How about this? Detroit's favored. They're laying 2, 52.5. How about that? The Lions 5-7, 3-4 at home, and they're favored over the 10-2 Vikings at Ford Field. 52 and a hook is the number. Goff's been unbelievable for the Lions, if you ask me. Over 3,000 yards and 19 touchdowns. Darvin Cook's at around 927 yards and 7 TDs for the Vikings. Of course, Justin Jefferson, 1,277 yards and 6 TDs on 88 catches for the Vikes. Minnesota's rolling in the north. They're 10-2, Detroit 5-7. The Lions are in second place. Green Bay 5-8 in third. The Bears are at the bottom of the heap at 3-10. The Jags and Titans hook up in Smashville at Nissan Stadium. Tennessee laying 4. 41 is the number. The Jags, you wonder if Trevor Lawrence is going to be okay. He injured his foot last week, and now he's got to go into Tennessee's territory and deal with the Titans. Of course, Derrick Henry, over 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns. He's been impressive. The Titans are 7-5, 3-2 at home, coming off a terrible loss against the Eagles when they got whacked at the Lincoln for Philadelphia. The Titans are still in first place in the AFC South at 7-5. Indy's at 4-8-1. Jacksonville 4-8. Houston 1-10-1. This is the first of 2 remaining games for the Titans against the Jags at home here, and then they finish the season in Jacksonville on January 8th. How about this one? It's Snoopy and East Rutherford, the Eagles and G-Man, Big Blue. Philadelphia laying 7, 45 is the number. The Eagles, a perfect 5-0 away from Philly, and they bottom line kick everyone's ass that they play. You saw what they did to the Titans. And they've already split with the Commanders and beat the Cowboys at home. They still have to go to Dallas on Christmas Eve. And they have this game in East Rutherford. And they play the Giants in their last game at home in Philly on January 8th. The Giants are coming off that tie against the Commanders, but they are 4-2-1 at Snoopy. The 4 o'clock games start at Denver, where the Chiefs go to see the Broncos. Kansas City laying a fat 9.5, 44 is the number. The Chiefs are 9-3, 4-2 away from Kansas City. The Broncos have had a brutal season, 3-9, 2-3 at home, and there's a lot of talk about Nate Hackett getting fired after his first season in Denver. It just has not gone as predicted. I think a lot of the blame has to fall at the feet of Russell Wilson. He's flat out been terrible for the Broncos at quarterback, and they gave him $250 million. What a nightmare. The Chiefs lead the West at 9-3. The Chargers are second at 6-6. Vegas checked in at 5-7 before their game on Thursday night in L.A., and then Denver was 3-9 at the bottom of the barrel. Mahomes has thrown for 3,800 yards and 30 touchdowns. And Travis Kelce's creeping up on a dime. He's at 968 yards, 77 catches, and 12 touchdowns. At 4:25, the Bucks and Niners hook up at Stonewash Jeans Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, Cali. The Niners are laying 3.5, 37 and a hook is the number. Of course, the Niners being run by the road to perdition now. Mr. Purdy is the quarterback after Garoppolo broke his foot. The Niners, though, impressive, 8-4, 5-1 at home. The Bucks, meanwhile, 500, 6-6. 2-3 away. They're coming off that miracle last-second touchdown win over the Saints, 17-16, earlier in the week. The Bucs still lead the NFC South at 6-6, Atlanta 5-8, then Carolina 4-8, New Orleans 4-9. TB12's thrown for 3,332 yards, 16 touchdowns. Meanwhile, the Niners are clinging to first in the NFC West over Seattle. The Niners 8-4, Seattle 7-5. Zona's finished 4-8. The Rams even worse. Also at 4:25, the Panthers and Seahawks hook up at Lumen Field in Seattle in the Pacific Northwest. Seattle laying 3.5. 44 is the number. Geno has been great. 7-5, Seattle checking in. 3-2 at home. Meanwhile, the Panthers are winless on the road. They're awful. Geno's thrown for over 3,100 yards and 22 touchdowns. Walker III, the rookie running back, 9 touchdowns and almost 650 yards. He did get injured last week, though. The Sunday Nighter is going to be in SoFi in Lipstick City. Dolphins and Chargers sounds delicious. Miami 8-4, 3-3 on the road. The Chargers are 6-6 at 500, but just 2-3 at home. Miami favored, the road favorite, laying 351 and a hook is the number. The Dolphins, of course, are chasing the Bills. The Chargers are chasing the Chiefs. The Monday Nighter will be in Zona in Glendale, the site of the Super Bowl, as the Cards host the Patriots. New England, the road favorite, laying 1.5, 43.5 is the total. So as of right now, the Bills, Chiefs, Ravens, Bengals, Dolphins, Titans, and Jets would be playoff teams in the AFC. As for the NFC, Eagles, Vikings, Cowboys, Niners, Giants, Seahawks, and Commanders. Of course, Tampa would get in, though, as the division champ in the NFC South. So I think it would play out Eagles, Vikings, Niners, Bucks, Cowboys, Giants, and Seahawks. The Pats would win a tiebreaker over the Chargers based on best winning percentage in conference games. And that's all you need to worry about at this point.